Remember what I told you at the start of our tour. In 1599, Prince Frederick I of Württemberg decided to travel to Italy with some faithful servants, including myself, Heinrich Schickard. The journey would take us through Ferrara, Urbino, Venice, Siena, Florence, and Tuscany to Rome. When we returned, the prince, who wanted to enhance his prestige, asked me to construct an edifice that would be the crowning glory of his religious politics. I drew my inspiration from what I had seen in Italy, in particular the Tuscan order, typical of the Italian Renaissance. And I started work in 1601. Construction work would take 6 years. The result is right before your eyes, in classical, Roman, and Italian Cinquecento style, never before seen in Montbéliard. The tall, slender rectangular openings are surmounted by a combination of broken, open, and straight pediments. Frescoes of these features have been miraculously discovered inside the church. The pink sandstone from Chagey and Champey alternates with the limestone from Vondoncourt, a perfect illustration of the geographic location of Montbéliard between the Vosges and the Jura Mountains. The interior is imposing, both for its size and its apparent starkness. The huge rhomboid is covered with a suspended timberwork ceiling. Without wishing to boast, this was a real achievement for the time. Inside the church, there is a replica of Montpellegarde Altar, the Montbéliard retable. The original is kept in the Vienna Museum of Art and History after it was taken by Austrian mercenaries as war booty during the Thirty Years' War. It is a masterpiece of Southern German Renaissance, a 1540s comic strip with scenes inspired by the New Testament. Renovation and research work is currently being carried out under the aegis of the Heritage Foundation. St. Martin is the oldest French building used as a Reformed church. Finally, an organ built in 1755 by the Pernis of Unang and rebuilt by Joseph Calinet of Ruffac in 1844 is regularly used by the Association of Friends of the Organ for concerts, particularly during the Christmas lights season. The 180 craft stalls around the church make it one of the most beautiful Christmas markets in Europe. And Tante Eri certainly wouldn't disagree.